We are on Daf Samach Gimel Amed Beis, three lines from the bottom. We had a Machlekes Baraisis. We have two Parshias, or two Inyonim. It says, Im Yimotzei Aganav Yishalem Shnaimer L'Reyeyu. Then Im Lo Yimotzei Aganav, we also have the Parsha ends with Yishalem Shnaim. So we hear a machloikis, what these two psukim are speaking about. There was one Baraisa that said that both Baraises are speaking about Toyin Tainis Ganev, Boze Velimid Alze. Second Baraisa said that the first Posek is speaking, Yimotze Aganev is speaking about Ganev Mamish, that a Ganev pays Kefil. Lo Yimotze Aganev is speaking about that a Toyin Tainis Ganev pays Kefil. So the Gemara asked, according to the second Baraisa, is very good. So we have two psukim. One posuk tells us that a ganav pays kefil, and another posuk tells us that a tainus ganav pays kefil. But according to the first Baraisa, both of these psukim are speaking by tainus ganav. So how do we know that a ganav pays kefil? And we can't say we learned it out of Kal Vachomer from a Toyin Tainis Ganav, because we'll say Dayoy. That just a Toyin Tainis Ganav only pays Kefil if it was, he made a Shvu'e. So how do we know that a Ganav pays Kefil or fill it without a Shvu'e? So the Gemara answers, Nafkelei Midetone Deveicheskia. We learn out that a Ganav pays Kefil from Tone de Vecheskia. So what does Rashi say? Mit de Tone de Vecheskia, de Dorish Kro Achine, Vecheskia darshend a different posik, de Mishtoi began of Atzmoi, imi Motzei, Timotzei, Biyodei Hagneve. And there it says, Chaim Shnaim Mishalem. So it says, Klor, by Aganev, Mimotzi Timotzi Biyodi Agnevis, so speaking about a Ganev, speaking about a Bob Marteres. So it says that that he pays Kefil. So Lechaire Rashi Rekashit, so bring down the Posik. Why do you have to bring a Limud from Tona de Becheskia? Bahai de Nokat Droshe Veloi Nokat Kro. Why didn't the Gemara bring the pasuk? Mishum de mikro leinafkelom behedya elo balichai. The pasuk that speaking about the ganev speaks explicitly about balichai. Kedersiv mishoyer at chamer at se chayim. So all these protim are balichayim, and the Gemara wanted to tell us that a ganev pays kefil afilu not by balichayim. Midrashe marbalu tonne de Becheskia lekulu. So the drosh of tonne de Becheskia, so there we see that a ganav pays kefil, a filu not by balechayim. So that, therefore, when the Gemara wanted to tell us the makor, that a ganav pays kefil, and all dvorim hanignovim, the Gemara had to bring tonne de Becheskia to show us that that a ganav pays kefil on all inyon, not only on balichai. The tone of the Becheskia. Yoimar shoyer ugneve. The posuk says, himotzei timotzei biyodei agneve, vishoyer at chamer vatse, chaim shnaim yishal. So, the Val will learn the Beraise as follows. That Tana Becheskia for some reason held that Gneve is a klau. It's a klau prat a klau. Sher is a prat. And for some reason we have a klau prat a klau. So Tana Becheskia asked the shaila as follows. why do I need all the protim from the klal prat and klal of sheir ugneve? I can learn out everything. Va'kel bechlal. So why do I need other protim? Se chamoyer chayim. So Tan Vecheski answered as follows. Ilukach, if it would only say sheir ugneve, the only prat in the klal prat and klal would be sheir. I would say, we're not marbe anything. Klal prat haklal, we're marbe dumye de prat. So just like a sheir is korev legabi mizbeach, av kol korev legabi mizbeach. So memele, so from that I only know korev legabi mizbeach. Ma yesh lecha lahavi. So what would I be marbe from the klal prat to klal? Dum yedisher se. So I can be marbe se. A se is also korev legabi mizbeach. So mitzat the mid of klal prat to klal, I marbe a se. Now kshoimer. So that I can figure out that by a se is a chiyuv kaful because you have a klal prat to klal. That the prat is shayr, and I say, dum yedi shayr, the zachiyev keifu. Ksha'aymer se, arei se omu. So now it says se already, so I don't need the klal prat, the klal, to teach me se, because it says se beferish. Homani mekayim gneve. So why do I need now a klal prat, the klal? The rabbi is called over. So now it's marba everything. You don't need a filu not korv legabi mizbeach. So memele frekt imore yoimer sheir se ugneve vahakel bechlau. So why do you need the other protim of chamoir and chayim? So the imore says, ilukach, a yisi yoimer, Ma prat mefeirish dovra kodish bebchayr. If it only say sheir and set, I would say that lokaponim the maila of kodish bebchayr yini. Av kol dovra kodish bebchayr de zachiyev keifel. Ma yesh lecha lahavi chamer. Kshayma chamer harei chamer omo. So now the Gemara says, so for sheir and se, I would be marbe adavar kodesh bebchayre. So then that would be marbe chamer. Now kshuayma chamer, when it says chamer also in the pasuk, arei chamer omo, homani mekayim gneve. So why do you need a klal prat a klal? If it says chamer already, the rabbi is called davo. So now this is marba filo, not kodesh bebchayre, because for kodesh bebchayre, I can figure this out from sheir and se. So, frek tonne de becheski, yoimar sheir, vachamir se gneve, vahakel beklal. So why do you need chayim? So the Gemara says, ilukach, ayishi yoimar, ma prat mefeirish balei chayim. Av kol balei chayim. So I would learn out, take, you don't need Kodesh Bepreire. But you need Al Koponim that they should be Balei Chaim, like these three Protim are Balei Chaim. Ma yesh lecha lahavi, shah Balei Chaim. So then from the Skat, Klal Prat HaKlal from Sheikh HaMevesad, be Ma Baro Balei Chaim. Ma yesh lecha lahavi, shah Balei Chaim. Sho'im HaChaim, Rei Chaim Omo. So, Bale Balechayim, Omo. So I know that you pay Kefal on Balechayim. Omo ani mekayim gneve. So now, why do I need this klal prat a klal? From Chayim I know Balechayim. Is L'Rabba is Kodovo. So now, Afilu not Balechayim, you also Chayiv Kefal. So the Gemara brought Tone de Vecheskiye. To who explained this posik, that even though when we look at the posik, at the first glance it would seem the only chiyuv kefil is by Balei Chaim, because all the protim are Balei Chaim, but But Tanu Becheski was Mavair, no. That from all these Pratim we can derive a filu not Palechayim, you're also Chayiv Keful. And this is the Makar that a Gamna pays Keful a filu not by Balechayim. Let us see Rashi. Yaimer Sherog Neve Vakil Bechlau. The Marbinin Kol Keina Prat Dover Hametalto Vegufay Mome. So first, yes, I could figure everything out. From Sher Chamer V'Salomali Umishani Ilukay. Ulakamay Meforish. Later, the Gemara is going to explain my comma. What is he asking to begin with? Halav klal uprat uklalu tekadorish lekeina prat. It says it's not a klal prat a klal. And this pasuk in Imotzi Timotzi biyodi agnevi mitsher at chamoyr at sechaim shnayim yishalem. So memele, there's no between you and me. We'll see later. It's a klal uprat, which is bitter. So it's ein bechlal alamashe beprat. About Kaponim here somehow, Tanu Becheski made a klal prat a klal. So the Gemara, and then he says in this klal prat a klal, you could be mar bedumya de prat, and he started making cheshbonis. What is the taich of dumya de prat? Is dumya de prat, he needed a kova gami mizbeach, kodesh bebchoyre, barichayim. So the Gemara says, if we'd only say shoyer, Av kol kore, v'loi misrabe mika'in aprat, ela ha-kore v'lo mizbeich. L'hochi kosev se, l'teime klolo l'asu yikov v'lo mizbeich kosev. Because for the only say, Sheikh, I would be marbe, dvorim akrevim l'kabi mizbeich. That if it doesn't say se, abok shoimer se, arei se omo, amani mikayim gneivim. So now it says se already. So amani mikayim gneivim, that means I have a klal prat a klal, shani doirish bechein aprat, l'rabbi shar dvorim. Kolhani ilu kain loshen chuvis shailahin. This is a chuvis shaila. This is a chuvah and the shaila that he asked. He told them that let this be enough. So he told them loshen chuvis shaila. Av kol kodesh b'chayre le misrabi midrosh alachamir. Hilkach mahoyelach lohavi sheloi nichtav. What could you be marbe? Chamer. Lohochi kosav chamer. So now that it says chamer, so kochach the ribui is not to tell me kodesh bepeire. The kochach kal opratu klal lishadvorim mose. So kochach the kal opratu klal is coming not for chamer, because it says chamer bepeire. They have a gili that the klal prat a klal is coming for other things. Ba'akir bechlal, chayim, the mashma l'rabbe is kol bali chayim lomoli. I can learn this out from the klal prat a klal, from sheir chamer v'seh. So now, why does it say chayim? So kochuch. So the klal prat a klal is coming to be marbe, afilu not bali chayim. Now the Gemara is going to start analyzing this paraisa. Omamar, yoimar, sheir, ugneivim. The kasha was, let it say, sheir, ugneivim. Now make a klal, prat, a klal. So the Gemara says, miksiv, sheir, ugneivim. Does it say, sheir, ugneivim? Yes, in kasha, let it say, sheir, ugneivim alone. And I don't need, Chamoyren said, Miksiv sher gneve, does it say sher gneve? Gneve v'sher odachsi. Imotzei timotzei biyodai hagneve mi sher. So hagneve is the klal, and sher is a prat. So this is a klal o prat. Ve'ein bechlal elamashe beprat. So what's the kasha? Let it say this alone. If it says this alone, it's nach bitter. So you have only sher. V'chiteima ilu nemakama. No, he's asking a kasha, why did the Torah have to write all the protim? Let the Torah just write sheir ugneve, and let's make it a prato klal. That's the kasha. Why did the Torah have to write all the protim? Let us, so let us make it a prato klal, a prato klal. So we moisef everything on the prat. So that was pshat. The kasha was, the Torah should have written it in this oifen. Ilu nem asher ugneve, so this would be sufficient. That was the kasha. So the Gemara says, Anshuldik, if that pshat and the kasha, tonet vecheskiye, mi motzes amret ma prat mefeirish, so you say, no, a prat is a davar kovag agabi mizbeach, Havi sheir prat, if it would say sheir ugneve, havi sheir prat ugneve klal, prat uchlal, and if you have a prat and a klal, nase klal, meisif ala prat. So the klal is meisif ala prat, visrabu kol mili. A prat and a klal, you don't say dumye de prat, you say you mab everything. So if the kasha was, why they need all the protim, the Torah should have just written the prat before the klal. That's a very good kasha. But the teretz is not teretz. You told me a teretz. So I think dafka kova gabi mizbech and shuldik. If you have a prat, a klal, so you mab everything. So that can't be the kasha. Elo kidachsiv kamrin. So the Gemara's kasha has to be the way it is taken written. It is written, Gneva v'sheir. So it's written, a klal o prat. Gneva v'sheir. So if the kasha was the way it's written, Mimotzis amrit, let us say Gneva v'sheir, hakel bechlal, so we should be mal by everything, a klal o prat, you know, only ein bechlal, elo mashe beprat. Oy ma prat mefeirish. If the kasha is the way it's written, Havale gneve klal, v'sheir prat, klal o prat, ein bechlal o mashe beprat, sherein midi achin iloi. So the soul bereise that is working with a cheshman of a klal prat o klal, and so if there would be a klal prat o klal, so then the bereise is very good. So why do you need all the protim? And the bereise explains, because for one prat I would say you need Kolva Gabi Mizbeach, two protim, you need the Kodesh Bebchayr, Bekitza. So the Braise is explaining me why I need all these protim to derive a Dolom Metaltal Vegufaymon. But there's no Klal Prat a Klal here. The way it is written, it's a Klal or Prat, so finished. So you can only Ein Bechlal or Mashe Beprat. And if the Kash is, it should have been written a different oifen, which should be written a different oifen, so then then the teretz of the Braise is shver. What do you say? You dum yid the prat? If you have a prat or klal, the klal is moisev al a prat, yemal bekol mili. Let us see Rashi. Look Rashi. Miksiv sheir bereishe, does it say first sheir, bahodagneve, avale prato klal, the name hakel bechlal, yes, the kash, let it say sheir, gneve, hakel bechlal, the nase klal, meisiv ala prat, gneve v'sheir ksiv. It says gneve v'sheir, avale klal o prat, v'sheir en midi achin iloi, v'chiteimu ilu nemar komar, ilu nemar sheir bereishe, that's the kash. If it would have been written differently, you wouldn't have to write any more protim. So if the ilunema asher gneve bit miya, havade havalei prato klal. Vishapi kashale. So then it's a very good kasha. Let it say, take Sher gneiva, umay ilu kein kamadle. So what's the teretz? I would only say kol gabi mizbeya I would only say Kaddish Bebchayre. If you have a prat for klal, you have everything. So we don't know pshat in Tana de Becheski. Amar Rove. So Rove, let's get back to the Gemara. So Rove says, Tana Achayim Kosomach Lai. The Tana was Seimech and Chayim. Imotze itimotze biyode agneve misher vatze misher atchemer vatze chayim shnayim yishalem. So the Tana held gneve is the klal, sher is the prat, and chayim is another klal. Chayim is another klal. So the klal, prat or klal, we make from gneve, shoyer, and gneve, shoyer, and chayim. Period. Frekte gemora an rove, voleidomi klole basre le klole kame. So the gemora asks, we have a klal, that when you have a klal prat or klal, the two klolim have to be similar. Here, it's not similar. The first klal is gneve, is marba everything. The second klal is chayim, is only marba balei chayim. So that's what Rove said. So the Gemara interrupted Rove. You're saying he means klal prat or klal, and what is the second klal, chayim? So the Gemara asked him, Anshuldik, you can't make a klal prat or klal if the two klalim are not similar. So the Gemara answers, Ha tana dvei Rabbi Yishmael, d'chi agab nadarish klal yiprot. Fine. That this is going according to Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel holds that there is no such klal, that by a klal prat a klal, the two klalim have to be equal. Filo, one klal is marbe more, and one klal is marbe less. You can also make a klal prat a klal. So memele, so the way Rav is saying pshat in Tana Dvei Cheski is not gefela. Now let us see Rashi before we go further. Achayim somech gneve. That means that what it said gneve is somech on the second klal of this on the second klal. The havalei klal kameh gneve the havalei klal kameh. Gneva, which is the first klal, somachlei achayim, tahavi klal abasre. So gneva is the first klal. Chayim is the second klal. So we have gneva, it starts off with gneva, and then we have the protim, sher chamer vese, vidorish bechlal uprat uklal. Viseifo diktoni, V'yoyma gneve shoyer v'seva chamer v'hakel b'chlal. The last kasha. So Rashi, yes, what's the last kasha? Oil v'achayim somechlei. My kasha lei. So what's bothering the Tana? If pshat is, till now we were learning, we didn't know klo what the klal prat the klal is. But al kaponim, we had a klal prat a klal. So we had a kasha. So we had a kasha. Why do you need the prat of chayim? Why do you need the prat of chayim? That was the kasha. So the teretz was, without the prat of chayim, it'd only be marba balei chayim. And now this is about a chayim, so kol chachamah bekol mili. But if you're telling me that the Gemara Chaim is not a prat, Chaim is a klal. So memele, so it's so what's your kasha? So it's very good. It says I have a klal prat a klal. The klal is gneve. The prat is sher chamer beset. And chaim is the klal abasre. So what are you asking? So what's shver? The barais it says, you hear the kasha. Yoima sher chamer beset gneve vahakel bechlal. Yes, Takashi, it's a count. So very good. That's what it says, Taki. Taki says, Chaim is, it should say, Gneve, Sher, Chamer, Beseh, and Chaim is, so what's Takashi? That's what it says. So finished. So what's that in the Barais is Kashi? Otvei loiksib. It doesn't say more than that. So it's very good. That's what it says, Vahakal Bechlau. So Rashi says, imimotzei timotzei kashele. We'll see later as the sugya progresses that Tana Dveicheski is asking a kashe. I have here a self-contained klal prato klal. Gnev is a klal. Sher chamer v'sez a prat. Chaim is hodor v'kolal. So why do I need this ribui of imimotzei timotzei kashele? Kedoma b'maskod. Umiyu afsekei Talmudah lemilsa derove. The Gemara interrupted derove before he had a chance to firoish pshat the beraisa. The pirchi achita. The Gemara says, you hope pshat doesn't make sense. How could you say that the beraisa is cheshbening that I have a klal prat or klal and chayim is the klal abasre aleidomi klal abasre le klal akame. Vloishavki lasuki lemilsa. The Gemara didn't. Let it firois. So the Gemara is takasha. V'leidomi klol abasre the leikayil el abalechayim the klol lekama the mashma koldova. So the Gemara says otone devei Rabbi Yishmael b'shili el treifis. Yeah. Now let's go back to the Gemara. V'hochi kokashalei. So his kasha is. Im himotzei timotzei lomoli. So Tana Dveicheski is asking Akash. I have a klal prato klal gneve sher chamer vese mchayim. That's my klal prato klal. So why do I need now this ribuy of him himotzei timotzei? Yoimar sher gneve vechayim. Bakel bechlal. That's I started asking. I could learn out everything from Sher Ugneva V'chayim. So that he answered, Ilokain, he said, Ma'aprat Meferish Tova Kovla Gabi Mizbech, Avkola Kovla Gabi Mizbech, Ma'yesh L'cholohovi, Seh. I could be Marbe Kovla Gabi Mizbech from Sher, and I'll be Marbe Seh. K'shu Oymer Seh, now that it says, Beferish Seh, Rei Seh Omo. Omani mekayim gneve. So what am I mekayim gneve? L'rabbe is called over. So gneve is coming, l'rabbe is called over. So, yeah. Because now it says, so right to turn away cheski at yeh magneve v'sher v'sher v'chayim v'akol b'chlau. Look, and he's saying, ma prat mefeirish, tabo kodesh pepchayr, av kol dover, kodesh pepchayr. Ma yesh l'cholovi, so what do you want to be marbe from? Shevesh chamer, shoyim chamer, rei chamer omo, hamani mekayim gneiv, l'rabbe is kol dovo. Yoimar gneiv, v'shevesh v'chamer, v'chayim v'hakel b'chlal. So now we're back, so Chamer is coming to tell us, so now I know Todish Bebchayre from Chamer alone, so why do you need a klal prat a klal? The rabbi is called up. So the Baraisa said, Ilu kene yisi yoyme, ma prat mefeirish balechayim, av kol balechayim. I would only know balechayim, sheir Chamer v'seh. So that's why Mayesh l'chol lohovi shah balechayim. So I have to, so the klal prat the klal is telling me balechayim. מה יש לך להובי? שבא לחי. So, the way you're telling me now, from these three protem, I learned out all בעלי חי. כשאוים החיים, הרי חיים אומו, בעלי חיים אומו. Now that it says חיים, say no בעלי חיים from חיים. ומאני מקיים גנבה לרבי סקודו. So now, if from חיים I can learn out all בעלי חיים, so then the כלל פרט או כלל from שייך המרבי says, coming to me מר בקודו. So Tone the Becheski is asking Akashem, why do I need the ribuy of Imotzei Timotzei? The klal prat, the klal of Gnevi Sher Chamer Besev Chayim should be sufficient to be marba everything. Let us see Rashi. This is what's bothering him. Dover a metal to the goofy moment. Mani mekaim gneiv, der shini mechlau prat, rabbis kol dover. Ye mekneiv yusher besever chamei v'chayiv, v'chayim v'akul mechlau. Imotzei timotzei lav lo molim. So why did he motzei timotzei? Mishani ilu kain. If it would not say imotzei timotzei, he say me af kol balei chayim. The law Mignaiva Vachaim Dashina Laklal, Mimotzi Timotzi, Vishdin Lakolani Proti Binaik and the Meforish Lakaman. We'll see later how it goes. Kode Porich Tone de Becheski, Mayesh Lakolovi, Shaba Lechai, from the Protim of Sheikh Hamer Vesek, Shaima Chaimere, Balechaim Oma, Kloima, Mikro Behedjit Nafki, from Chaim, I know Balechai, V'lav michlal oprat. Hilkach, mani mekayim klal oprat. So I have a whole, that means, before I start my klal prat or klal, I know balei chayim, yechayiv keifel, from the word chayim. Is mani mekayim klal prat, l'rabbi skoldova. Pakate himotzei timotzei lomoli, bohochei maskona detona debecheskiye. So Lemaise, the way Rava is saying, Tane de Becheski est akashe. The way we learned in the beginning, Tane de Becheski was just explaining from the Ribuya Protim Marba everything. But now the way Rava is saying, Tane de Becheski is asking akashe, why do you need Himotze Timotze? Zokte Gemore. Oh, if that's Antoni de Vecheski, Ihochi, Shape Koshele. Oh, that's a good kasha taken. So the Gemara answers, Mishum de Islay Pilche. He says, I got news for you. That Lemaise, you don't have a cloud prat, a cloud that could be marbe Koldova. Koldova mehechi kamaisele. Where do you want to prove? You want to make a cloud prat, a cloud? And all the time we'll see in Rashi, a klal prat a klal, the klal basra is the mekor that we're moisiv on the klal kamen. Meheche kamaiselei, mi klal basra. So the hoisofe, we're moisiv, because of the klal basra. Klole gufe chayim ksiv bei. In the klal alone it says chayim. Klal uprato klal maiko mahanilei. So, you don't have a, that means with this klal prato klal, you can only learn balechai. Ila suye koldovo hochayim ksiv. You can't learn from this klal prato klal more than the klal basres marbe. Balechai mei midechin eloi, bishemochi itzach imi motzei timotzei. Period. So now we know Pshat in Tona de Becheski, which half of the Pshat it says in the Baraisa, and the other half of the Pshat, for some reason, the Baraisa did not bring this down. So Rav is saying Pshat, that the Baraisa asked Akashim that let's make a Klal Prat a Klal. The klal kame is gneve, the protim asher chameir vese, the klal basre is chayim, in tonne vecheski es takashe, and with this I would know a filulav bale chayim. And therefore, so he's asking a kasha, why do I need himotze temotze? This was the kasha. And for some reason, the Baraisa doesn't say the teretz, Hamaskol Yovin. So the Gemara says, what's taka the teretz? The Gemara says, because I have news for you, you can't be marbe from this klal prato klal more than balei chayim, because the klal basre is chayim. She can't be marbe more than the klal basre is. That is why you need imotzei timotzei. That's, kabonim, this is the mekoyer of alimot, how we know to be marbe kodovo. Let us see what Rashi says. Ihochi, if this is pshat in the Baraisa, shape kokashalei, umay tshuva yesh bedovo. What tshuva? Where do you have a tshuva? Ochi garsine, larabeis koldovo. Meichi maisilo, miklal basro. This is the teretz. The teretz is, you need imotzei timotzei. The Larabi is called over Mechim Aisla. How could you be Malba everything Miklal Basra? Klal Lagufa Chaim Ksiv Bay. So since in this Klal that's Malba, the Klal is the word Chaim, and Chaim, the Klal is the word Chaim, so he can't be Malba from Chaim, Afilu Lava Lechaim. Kloima. It's the Rechim Imotzei Timotzei. You need Imotzei Timotzei. If you're making a klal prat a klal from gneve and chayim, ikele mifrach, shar devorim, mehechi maises lehu. How can you learn out other things? Miklal basra. You learn out everything from the klal basra. Da'af kol. The klal basra da'af kol. That just like this protim azoi is af kol. Klole gufi chayim ksibbe. The klole basra says chayim. So here Rashi explains how the mechanics of a klal prato klal. The kol heichid adoshinim. Klal u prato klal. Ma prato zoi af kol. So the mekoyr of af kol that were marbe things dumye de prat. Bichlola basra midrash, this is always derived from the klal basra. The klola kame lemuti odios. The klal kame comes to be my. The belav iu without the klal basra. The belav iu without the klal kame. Havalei prato klal. If it would only be the prat and the klal, this rabo kol mili. If it would only say the prato klal, so then I'd be marb everything. Umahani klole kame. So what makes it ois prata klal? The klal kame lemute. My deloidomi lele prote. That means if we would only say a prata klal, see, mab everything. You don't need dumi de prat. What is memayit the klal basre? And we say, no, it's not everything like the klal basre. It's only dumi de prat. That's the klal kam. Mahani klal kam lemuti maid loy domi le leprote. U klal basre le ribuyeos. And now the klal basre is the one that's coming to be marba. De ilav ihu. Avale klal prat. Without the klal basre will be a klal prat. Ve'ein beklal mashe beprat. So memele, that's the mechanics, this is the mechanics of a klal prat a klal. The klal kame is memayit, the klal basra is marbe, and now with a klal kame and a klal basra, so we come to conclusion, dumye de prat, af kol dumye de prat, hilkach. So since the whole mekoyer l'rabois is from the klal basra, hilkach odeshin b'nei ella balechayim, you can only be marbe balechayim. Ubotele klal prat. So it's not a klal prat. So, because it's now it's a klal prat a klal, but it's he can't be marbe more than balei chayim. The aval gav the dorish tonne vere mishmol baal me klola de loy domi. I we had a nomad aleph. That on the Vecheski also like on the Rabbi Shmuel, that it is not necessary. When you make a klal prat a klal, that the klolim should be similar. There is such a heft of a klal prat a klal, and full of the klolim are not similar. Oh, but good, you can make a klal prat a klal. Bahani mila ribuyi midi da'ave b'chlol basra. We can only be marbe al kaponim what is kolol in the klal basra. More than that, I can't be marbe. So this was the kasha that Tanya Vecheski asked. Why do you need imotzei timotzei? I can make a klal prat a klal from gneve shoyach hamir v'ser v'chayim. So why do you need imotzei timotzei? That was the kasha, and the teretz is that from this klal prat a klal of imotzi temotzi, you can only know balei chayim and not more than balei chayim. So that is why loch itzach imotzi temotzi lemidrish klali minei kedem mefarish va'ozu. We'll see later that we make a klal prat a klal from imotzi temotzi. So now let's go to the Gemara further. Mishimochi itzachim imotzi timotzi. Omri, fragt the Gemara, let me ask you. Good, you just told me you can't make a klal prat a klal from gneven chayim. Because that can only be marbe bali chayim. So now you're using two other klolim. Himotzi timotzi. Fragt the Gemara, vashnei klolis tesmichi adodinina. You don't have a klal prat a klal over here. Himotzei timotzei. So you have two klolim, but you don't have any pratim between these two klolim. So how can you make a klal, prat a klal from himotzei timotzei? The pratim were not written teich a klolim. Yeah. Omer avine kida omri b'marove. Kol mokim shata moitze shnei klolis hasmuchim zeloze. If you find two klolis that are close one to the other, and then later you have pratim written after these two klolis, hatel prat beineyem v'doinam bechlalo prat. That the Bnei Marove says that even though it wasn't written as a normal klal prat a klal is written, the two klalis were written samuch zeh lazeh, but we take the later pratim and we put them between the two klalis. We make this a klal prat a klal. That's the klal prat a klal that we're marbe kol mili. Let's see what Rashi says. For trei kol klali dismichininu imotzei timotzei. You don't have a klal prat a klal, you have two klolis. So the Gemara says, b'marove they said, hatol prat akosuv b'tzido. You take the pratim which were written next to the two klolis, b'neye. Fine. So now we're going to explain how it works. So now we have like this, we have imotzei temotzei two klolis, then we have four protim, sher, chamer, se, chayim. We have here four protim, and then two klolis of imotzei temotzei. So the Gemara says, let's see, shodi sher ben imotzei le temotzei, lasuyei mai. So sher means after it says chayim already. I was shodi chayim ben imotzi temotzei. Say no bale chayim. Now shodi sher ben imotzi temotzei lasu yemai ili sule bale chayim b'chayim nafke. Fine. So now I know bale chayim yichayev keifel. Now why does it say sher? Lasu yedov v'shein bale chayim. So al kochoch sher is coming to be marbe chayim. I know bale chayim. So sher is coming ain't bale chayim. מה הפרט מפויר שטוב המטלטו בגוף הימומן? אף כל דבר מטלטו בגוף הימומן. So now, from שייר already, I know דבר מטלטו בגוף הימומן. So the most says, let's go further. So now, what is going to go further? בסו שודי חמר בין אימוצי לתימוצי, נסו ימי. Now, what is going to be מה בפום חמר? אילה עשו ידו ושעיני בעל החיים, משאר נפקף, משאר נעדו ושעיני בעל החיים. על עשו יאי דבו מסויים. So we'll see Rashi says, לעשו ידו ומסויים means, למיותי, that a דבו that doesn't have a סימן, there's no חייב קייף. Fine. איוחי, so fine. So now חיים is מה בבעל החיים. שויר is מרבה, אפילו נת בעלי חיים. חמור is ממייד, הדבר שאין בי סימן. איוך יישא לא מולי, so the Gemara says, if you're making, like the B'nai Marova said, so what are you going to do with Seth? What are you going to be מרבה from Seth? Let us see Rashi. אלא לעשויי דבר המסויים. אין, דווקא הדבר שיש בי סימן יחייב כיפל, אבל דבר שאיני מסויים, לא. ומריבויו דרשינן לו, now how do we know that you need a דבר שיש בי סימן? From the word חמר, החמר not necessarily has a סימן. But since חמר is extra, so it's saying it's coming to tell us that you need a dover sheyesh bei siman. V'loy mi mashmo uso, not from the mashmois, v'yesh behemes harbe she'ein behem siman. There's a lot of behemes that don't have a siman, so not from chamer alone. Yeah, v'imesh musa de konafke teipik mekein aprata she, if you'll say all behemes have simonim, so then you don't need the chamer, I can learn this out from sheyer. A sheyer is a behemes that has a siman. Nasa alkochach a behemes doesn't have a siman. So it's miyuta, it's coming to tell us that you need a dover sheish by simen. So that means, lemute, if it ain't by simen, there's no chiyif keifel. Al kaponim, we have a problem. We have a problem over here that we just made a klal prata klal from himotzei timotzei. We stuck in the protim chayim sheir chamoir and we figured out afilu, we had dover metalto v'gufay momen. And now, I have an extra seh, which I don't know what to do with the seh. So the Gemara falls off from this. Elo ribo umiyet veribo. So the Gemara says that this Tanit Vecheskia holds like Rabbi Yishmael, not like the B'nai Marove. When you have two klolim and brought them afterwards, you don't ask in a klal prato klal. Yudashin ribo miyat veribo. That's the oifan halimu. The tone of Rabbi Yishmael. Tone of Rabbi Yishmael said, it says, bamayim, bamayim, base pomim, which we'll see that these are two klolim. Then it says, later up in the cholim, v'yamim, which are protim. So, bamayim, bamayim, base pomim, Rabbi Yishmael said, since these two bamayims were written close together, ein ze klal uprat, elo ribo umiyet veribo, ribo hakel, my rabbi, rabbi kol mili. Before we go further, let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Ochi garsinen, the tonet verbi shmoel, b'mayim, b'mayim, b'is pomim, legoros kol mokim shenema. Fine. It's a brigairis, b'mayim, b'mayim, b'is pomim. What's this b'mayim, b'mayim? Toichlo, the posik says, mikol asher b'mayim, kol asher lo isnapir v'kaskeses b'mayim. So it says the vial, twice mayim. Now, the word mayim is very inclusive. Any type of water. Kosha yeslo, any body of water, kosha yeslo isnabe v'kaskeses b'mayim. Hoyo uklolim smuchim heim. So, Tandaber Bishmoilot, since these two klalim asmuchim, Vaprat einoi beinehem ela achareim, ksiv, Vaprat,
Vaprat einoi beinehem, the prat is not beinehem, ela achareim ksiv, Bayamim ubinecholim, the mashme, the yamim unecholim, who the bin in snap of a kaskasses, Avol sichin umaorais loy. These are the two protim. Yam and Acholim are running bodies of water. It would seem that's when you need snapa vekaskas. So, ain't, but I have over here twice mayim, which is, means any body of water, and any oifim whatsoever. Then I have two protim yamim and Acholim. Is ein zen nidrash. So Tondedver Bishmoel said, that means even though in Yesod, Tondedver Bishmoel is doirish klal prata klal, but over here, Tondedver Bishmoel said, if you have the two klolim together, and then you have written afterwards the protim, ein zen nidrash bachlal prat, to loilis rabbe elo ke ein prat, elo beribo umiyet veribet. So the oifen adrash is it's a riba umiyet veribet, and with this oifen adrash, the israbe kol mili, we amar be everything. Ele de miyut mahani, so what is the miyut to? Lem ute pulte. The miyut is memayet one thing. Chode milse vesuloi. That means when you have a ribi, miyut v'ribi, so we're marba everything, and the miyut is mamayit only one thing. So memele, so the Gemara says over here, it's also the same thing. Himotzei timotzei, since it's two klolois asmuchis elazeh, so we make this a ribi, umiyut v'ribi. So ribi, umiyut v'ribi, riba hakel. Let's get back to the Gemara. My Rabbi, Rabbi, call me li. Frek the Gemara, so if you marb everything, Yehochi, call ani proti lomali. So why do you need these four protim? Of Sheikh Hamer, Seh, and Chayim. So the Gemara says, Chad lemute karke. One is coming to be mayat karke. Vachad lemute avodim. Vachad lemute shtoris. So that's these three protim, I mean, mayat, three things. Ay chayim, gneva vachayim, lichdarav, da'oma achye lekeren, ka'in shagonav. Chayim here is not a miyut. It goes, gneva vachayim is telling us a drash of rav achye lekeren, ka'in shagonav. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Chad lemutei karke, v'atashte lemotzi letrutzi hochi. Till now that we didn't come to this cheshbin that it's a ribui miyut v'ribui, we couldn't say that we're mamayit karke. D'riyava dinin v'chlal prat l'arve misrabi keina prat. No, v'atashte lemotzi letrutzi hochi. That it's coming to mamayit kark. They have dinim bechal oprat lave misrabi kein oprat aladova metal to begufim om. The memela have mamayit kol milu kolani. But now that we have a ribi mit v'ribi, so we remayit everything. Now we were. I'm sorry. The ribi mit v'ribi we marba everything. That's why we have to be mamayit. Each one bazunda, karka bazunda, evet bazunda, and shtaros bazunda. What does Chayim come? Achille Keren kein shegonav. The common who bishmaiten, the gonav beheime vuhukrisha oyhuzlo. It's coming to tell us such a loch. If a person gambada beheime vuhukrisha oyhuzlo, mishalem kishas agnevim. So he has to pay how much it was worth bishas agnevim. The chsiv, Chayim achye lekeren shal neve shiyeh shalim. So this is the sugya, and let us just start Taisvis. We have here Let's see Tosfos on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. Kshu'aymer seh, so the Gemara goes with a seder. Sheir is marbe, roi legabi mizbeach. So that it could be marbe seh. It says seh, so I'm marbe chamoyer. But really, that's not the seder of the posik. The seder of the posik is sheir chamoyer. So the minute you have chamoyer already, so I can jump a step already. So Avol gav the chamoyer ksiv bereisha. It says chamoyer first. Nokat ki hay gavne mishum daochi masik milsei shapet. More chapter like this because the limudim will go kiseida first amarbe from sheir amarbe dovar kol gavim mizbeach from chamoyer amarbe from seim amarbe dovar kodesh bepchayre. Yoima gneiva v'shoyer v'chayim v'hakel b'chlal. So now, Taisis is explaining Rav is oifin how we learn pshat and tana the Becheskia. That Rav, that the tana Becheskia is asking, I should make a klal prat or klal gneiva v'shoyer v'chayim v'hakel b'chlal. Shoal Horav Rab Osher Milonil Esri Heichi Salke Daitoch. Forget we have a number base. The Moshe says, "Oh, it's a good kasha." The Moshe says, "No, you can't be marbe from the klola basra of chayim more than this kolol chayim." But that was on Samach Daldamad base. But on Samach Daldamad Aleph, we were learning that you could be marbe. So the Rab Osher Milonil asked a kasha, "Heichi salke daitoch the migneve sheva chaim abin and kodova v'lo yehei ella prata klal." He says a prata klal is marbe more than a klal prata klal. He says, "Let me ask you, if you would have sheir and chaim, a prata klal." You couldn't be marbe more than balei chayim. If you'd have a prat or klal, v'hashte, and now that you have a klal prat or klal, you have gnei v'sher v'chayim. Boi l'ribuy v'chlal prat or klal, tfei mimai de mashmek b'klol basre. What was the havamina of the Tanu v'cheski es takashe? Good, you'll figure out the teretz yourself, but how could you have such a havamina to say such a kasha? V'heishiv loiri, given loy masik akata yadai teitzad de kodesh bepchayre bekodol kavim mizbeach. When the makshin asked the kasha, he thought that sheir is marbe dova metaltel v'gufei moment. And then was said, no, sheir this, that's other milas. Im kein, im neima ma prat. So, but al kaponim, he didn't know these milas of bechayr and kol begabis bech. Im kein, im neima ma prat mefeirish balachayim. If we'll say ma prat mefeirish balachayim, nimtza. So, and what didn't know these other chumras. So we'll assume that sheir is balachayim. Nimtza. She'en klum b'chlal basra v'chayim yoyse mekein apra. That means I have here gneva and sheir. The Gemara held sheir means balei chayim. So memele gneva in sheir als a klal oprat emar b'balei chayim. V'hoyel v'cheinu islon lemeima v'chayim klalu li yismash mekol dova. That means, why do I need a klal prata klal over here? If I'm only going to end up with balei chayim, the Gemara understood that sheir is balei chayim, the Gemara didn't understand that there's other milus in sheir, it's called gam yizbeir. So, according to this, Tneu, so then the whole chayim is meyuta. is neyo le'inyin kol dovo. So im ein le'inyin l'chayim, because I can figure out without the chayim, so kochoch chayim is equivalent. So why do you need a klal prat a klal? I could learn this from a klal a prat. So kochoch chayim is, im ein le'inyin l'chayim, it means it's equivalent to gneivet. Oy neforish, or don't say my name, will tight chayim differently. Loshen cheshivis, k'may achya lekeren kain shagon of the lakam, chayim means a davachosh. Olohochi koma vahakel bechlau. So that was the makshin svarit. Dim loy bo le rabbis mekain aprat ala balei chayim, if the whole purpose is to learn only balchayim, lichtav shum prat, ala gneve vachayim. I don't need a klal prat a klal over here. So al kochach, if the Torah made a klal prat a klal over it, I could have lived with a klal of prat and used chayim as a prat. Now I know all balei chayim. And if the Torah made a klal prat a klal to be marbe more, so al kochach, chayim is a different translation. Chayim means gneiva, chayim means davachoshim. So that's how the reset. So for the Gemara held that Chaim will not take Chaim literally. Chaim means everything. So he said, "Merdikish tiktayre, v'hod aporech haleidomi klol abascha leklol akamet." So then the Gemara asked right away, "And Rove, how can you make a klal out of klal from Chaim? It's not doimed the klal basra the klal kamet." Ah, forgave the preachers the Chaim mashme kol dovo k'may klal the gneve. Look, I believe it himsenachas that he said that Chaim means everything. So it's takedomi klal abas. Mikoma k'mayil o mashmois pshat shalem ene shove and las is klal uprat o klal mayem. So the pshat is like this. This whole shtick Torah is, why did the Torah write a klal prat a klal? I could have learned this from a klal a prat from Gnev and Chayim. That was the whole kasha. So since the Torah wrote a klal prat a klal, so koch a chayim means something else. So the Gemara asked Rav, I got news for you. The Torah didn't write a klal prat a klal. Because if the klolim are not the same, Your whole shtick Torah is after you assume it's a klal prat a klal. So now yes, near kasha. So I can learn out everything. Who told you? So then chayim means gneve, and then I can learn out everything. In fact, the Gemara got this: it's not a klal prat a klal to begin with. So the Gemara says, no, he holds like Tom the Rebbe Shmuel that it says a shame klal prat a klal, even though the klolim are not Shavis Zulazul.